Senior Vice President, Director of Hockey Operations of the Winnipeg Jets, Assistant General Manager of the Jets, and General Manager of the Manitoba Moose, Craig Heisinger, on home opening night here downtown. It's a special occasion every time around, Craig, and I know you've been around the game for a very long time, but you have to agree with me, don't you, that there's something unique and something exciting about that home opener every time around?
Yeah, there is, absolutely. It's exciting no matter what night it is, even when you're on the road and it's their home opening night. It's home opening nights are always fun.
Well, with that in mind, the Moose got a chance to start on the road, and they were in Des Moines for Friday night's Iowa Wild home opener, and they came away with a win. It was an interesting night for a hockey club that's just learning about itself in these early stages, but what were your impressions of the way the team got things started?
I thought we were pretty good both nights. I mean, we had some challenges the second night, as did Iowa, but I thought all in all to get 3 out of 4 points on opening weekend was good. I think we had every opportunity to get 4 out of 4, but we didn't. But you know, you got to start somewhere, and our club looks to be improved over last year, so that's good.
Well, talk about that, because I know a lot of people looked at last year's team and said, boy, you got a chance to get a lot of young players into the league. You got a lot of chance to get those young players an understanding of the game and the structure and what it means to be a pro. But what is this group going to look like this year with some of those guys from last year and some new faces? So what's your take on this bunch and what you see in the group that Pascal Vincent is leading?
Well, I think there's a significant improvement in the guys whose year was first year last year, and the impact they've had early and the way they've been able to elevate themselves in a lineup, which is a positive. So the wins and losses weren't what we would have hoped them in last year, but certainly the development of the players, both as people and as players, was significant. Upwards of 8 guys playing the first game. So you measure success in different ways. It's certainly a lot more fun to win, but at the end of the day, winning at the National Hockey League level will be the ultimate measure of our American Hockey League success.
And the measure of the development and the growth of this organization is the newfound depth that you have, not only drafting players, but turning them into professionals, and not only turning them into professionals, but then creating an environment in your National Hockey League camp where there's a competition for positions. There's an internal competition in terms of not only those spots on the big team, but now coming down to the AHL team. Is this really gratifying for you to see this coming together? Because for a few years, in fairness, when the club came over from Atlanta, you were dealing with cards that you'd been dealt by someone else.
Yeah, I think clearly we've dealt our own hand here. Whether we're successful or failures, we hold the cards. So that gives you some measure of security. I'm not sure security is the right word, but it is your decision-making process. For the first few years there in St. John's, we were a mishmash of the Chicago Wolves and the former Manitoba Moose. But clearly now, after 5 years going into 6, this is clearly mostly our young players or guys that we've signed that we think have potential to be good young players. So, yeah, it's good, and you're responsible for it. And sink or swim, it's on you.
Well, one of the guys that's getting a chance to join this group this year is really a rare rookie in the mix this time around as opposed to last year. Jack Roslovic signing in the summer and getting an opportunity to play in the American Hockey League as a 19-year-old. He's shown some good signs in the first couple of games. How much do you watch the day-to-day works of Jack Roslovic, or how much do you just kind of let him go about his thing and get comfortable at this level?
Well, I think you watch it closely because there's other options for Jack, and you have to be 100% sure that he's going to be afforded every opportunity here, that he's going to play in a situation where he can have success. Because he was drafted out of the development program, he has the opportunity to play in the American League, much like Sonny Milano did last year for the Lake Erie Monsters. So I think you have a period of time to make a decision, but you have to make the right decision. You can look back to Mark Scheifele, where the decision was made to, he obviously couldn't play in the American League, but everything being relative, you made the decision to send him back to junior, and it worked out good for his development. Whether staying in the American League is what's best for Jack or going to London is what's best for Jack is really up to Jack. And so far, it looks to be that Jack Roslovic is doing everything he can to stay in the American League.
Yeah, very impressive on opening night, and not just because he had a couple of points, but the way he carried himself out there. Okay, we're going to go from a young guy to one of the older guys, and an important part of the puzzle because of that experience. Patrice Cormier, named captain of the team heading into the season. Why is he the right fit in your mind?
Well, he's been with us since day one, came over with the Atlanta organization. He's played in the American League. He's had some games in the NHL, but he understands the culture and the role of the older player on your American League team, and he's been around some really good guys like Jason Jaffrey, Jason King, the legendary Derek Meach, those type of players to learn from. So and Cormier relishes his role now. He knows what he is and what he's going to be, and he's grown up in the culture, and he's selling what the coaches are preaching in that dressing room when they're not there, and that's really important for a leader.
Craig Heisinger is with us now on the Moose pregame show as we get ready for the Moose home opener tonight against the Bakersfield Condors. Not long now till the opening face-off tonight on the third game of the season. The Moose come in with points in their first two after a win in Des Moines on Friday night, a shootout loss on Saturday night. And something else in terms of a loss from the weekend is Brendan Kishton suffering an injury and not being available to the team for what looks like a period of weeks now. And how tough is it for you? I know you're very professional in your operations in this line of work, but and you get connected to the players as well. And Derek had a hard summer. He put a lot of effort in there. Excuse me, not Derek. Brendan put a lot of time in the summer.
But Derek probably did too.
Yeah, he had a tough summer too. But that's another thing altogether with that bad shoulder and knee he's dealing with from playing the last few years. But no, in terms of Brendan, just how difficult is it for you to see a guy like that who trained so hard and wanted to come in and make a good impression, see him go down in the first game?
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, it's more difficult because everybody does their work in the summertime, but Kitch, whether he plays or he doesn't play, he's one of those guys at the end of the day. Well, we will always refer to Brendan Kitchton as, if that guy did as much work as Brendan Kitchton did in the summer, he'd play for sure. He just does everything that's necessary to give himself the opportunity. So it's disappointing for him more than it is for the team that he gets injured in game one. I mean, when you go 0-for-8 on the power play, though, you're disappointed for the team too, because he's a big factor moving the puck on the blue line. Yeah. But hopefully he had surgery today, and hopefully the news out of the surgery will be shorter term versus longer term.
I wish him the very best, leading the team in scoring last year, doing a great job with that young group. Before we let you go, we can see a nice crowd filing in here tonight. I know last year you were appreciative of the support in the community, and I know that the Moose mean a lot to you. So as you're making your way around the city these days, what kinds of things are you hearing about the hockey club going into this new campaign?
Well, it's a really busy week here in Winnipeg and in Manitoba with four professional hockey games leading into the Heritage Classic. So I think we'll get we had tremendous support last year right out of the gate. And I think from a win-loss perspective, that affects the fans when you don't have success. But as I said, I think our club is much improved, and we have lots of young up-and-coming players. And I think as the season goes on, the interest in the team will grow and grow.
Looking forward to the season ahead. A good start for the hockey club, and we appreciate your time tonight, Craig. Take care.
All good, and good luck with your new color guy.
It's not going to be easy, but we'll make the best of it, I'm sure. Derek Meach, our new color.